Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. They're both talking a lot.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wherever you turn, literally the CW, you could see Bill Belichick.
You're going to get more, too. Bill is taking over Brady's Let's Go podcast.
Because when I think of podcasting, I think of Bill Belichick. Well, you know, if you heard on a podcast, Bill Belichick.
Jim Gray.
Scratchy.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who else. I feel like there's more interesting names on that podcast. I got to pull that up. But that's another future gig for him on top of Underdog, on top of the CW, on top of McAfee.
This is going to sound insulting, and I don't mean it to be, because I respect the hell out of Bill Belichick. I think he's the greatest coach of all time.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed my chats with him years ago.
Did you?
No. How much money would you need to be paid to listen to a whole episode of Jim Gray and Bill Belichick?
I think a lot of people are going to do it for free, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
And I'll wait for like the Cliff Notes version, and maybe there'll be one thing like... Somebody's going to have to do it. A better man or woman than me is going to have to do it. Listen to the whole thing and find where he says something about Gerard Mayo or find something about the Patriots.
Because everything Somebody else find that and then put it on my radar and I'll use that.
And it is always the guys that hated the media the most that end up immediately joining the media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't AJ Pierzynski one of those guys? Or like even Nomar. Nomar didn't do media for a while, but he couldn't stand the media. And then boom, next thing you know, like first day out of the job, he's there, he's on TV.
Great one. And it's like,
I thought you hated all the people that talked. Now this is your job now.
Bill needs it. I mean, the thing, Bill needs the media.
So
he always used the media, but he didn't play games with beat reporters, at least at a podium, you guys on the radio.
No, I know. If Bill wasn't trying to coach again next year, like say he already got the coaching record and say he went out on his own terms, do you think he'd be doing any of this?
Maybe.
Maybe some to stay for the attention.
That's what I think. He wants to stay in the game and he likes the attention. But hey, you're the greatest of all time. Hey, eight rings, all this. Tell me about Vince Lombardi. Yeah, seriously. So I bet he would still be maybe not as involved, maybe not doing as much.
Yeah.
But I think he would still be involved, yes.
Maybe.
I do.
I think it's tough for any of these guys once you are as famous as anybody can be in that profession.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you're not doing that anymore. It's going to be a shock to the system. We talked about it with Gronk a lot. Remember, because people are like, Gronk's going to do movies. I'm like, how's that going to go? Like, no, Gronk's going to do this. Like, okay, but it's not football. It's not playing in front of millions of people and being the best at your job.
Isn't that like a Kelce thing now? And Kelce's are getting very well compensated for their podcast as well.
Holy smokes.
$100 million?
$100 million? Now, what's the term on that? Is that like...
I thought I saw 3 years. I thought I saw...
It's not 100 years?
No, nope. I believe I saw 3 years, $100 million. That's not Alex Cooper money. But
no,
good for her.
That is a ton of money.
That's a lot of money. I split it. They got to split that too.
The Kelce's?
Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah, Cooper gets all that.
She gets the whole
thing. Kelce's?
Yeah.
Is that an even 50-50 split?
I don't know. That's my question. I don't know if that's an even 50-50 split.
I respect Travis Kelce because he's basically says, like, I'm going to play until I literally can't.
Yeah.
Because he knows as soon as it's over, like, he'll never be as famous.
The Kelce point, though, is like, he's going to start getting into like movies, right? I saw he's getting cast for movies, and I agree.
I mean, that's the plan.
How's that going to work, Gronk style?
I think he'll be better than Gronk
probably
in movies.
Probably.
Just like when Kelce hosted SNL, I thought he wasn't bad.
No, that was pretty good.
He was decent. He was better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Because he can be really cringy with like his stuff. Like when he gets the microphone at those parades, it's like, ugh, it's awful. But he was decent on SNL. He had that really corny reality show, but at least he's done stuff in front of the cameras.
Yep.
Gronk, I don't see it.
No.
You know, he's been in a couple movies himself, but...
Oh, Karen, hello.
I think Kelce has a better shot at it.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But so I'd have a working theory on why Bill's working so much. It's not just because he wants to get back into the game and it's a younger audience.
Girlfriend
and
wants out of the house.
Well, no, he wants away from the girlfriend.
Oh.
You
think?
He's 70 years old. People are like, that must be the best. He's killing life.
I don't see it that way.
So young and hot. Yeah, Bill's killing it.
I don't know. It's not for me.
At a certain point, don't you think he's kind of like,
I think I've made a huge mistake.
Like he's just like, she probably has energy that a 70-year-old man doesn't have where she's like, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go shopping. Let's go hang out with these people.
Oh,
ooh, look, let's go grab a coffee. Let's go.
She's what, 20? 20- 22?
Something like
23?
That.
Hello. It's apple picking season.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll just wait 5 years from now when all of our friends get married and he has to go to 1,000 weddings.
That's terrible.
And she's like, I'm a bridesmaid again, Bill. And he's like, oh, for the love of it.
And I think people are such morons when they think about it. They're like, she's hot. She's killing life. She's hot.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with her friends. Like, you got to hang out with her friends.
Sure. She's absolutely going to stick him in a red plaid hoodie.
Yeah, she's right.
She's gonna have her
just
like,
parade him around.
No joke. Did you see him on McAfee?
I saw him on McAfee.
I did. He looks different.
He does.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he does.
And it's not like gaunt Brady different.
No,
but like
the eyebrows are a little full.
The eyebrows are a little full.
That's one way of putting
it. Does she have him like microblading? You know? I watched a TikTok on microblading, and Bill, I think you should do it. And it's like, he might just want out of the house. That might be why he's doing this podcast.
I saw Billy D on Twitter had him. He looked like Uncle Leo. Remember when Uncle Leo had a Sharpie and a Sharpie his eyebrows? Those are dark brows.
Look at those.
If we got him on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Look at those. That's her. That is her. That's her.
It's disconcerting. Is that the word? It's disconcerting.
He looks well exfoliated.
He does.
I'm sure he's moisturizing.
That's malfeasance. That's malfeasance.
That is dark. I mean, your eyebrows go dark. You got to match them. You got to match the hair to the eyebrows, I think.
But so, like, now he's like, man, I can only watch so much. Like, I like my reality TV.
He's going to be on so much. He's going to be on TV all the time.
I can only watch so much Summer House before he's like, and I can only hang out so much with, like, her friends and go to so many dinners, and weddings is a great point. Now I'm getting dragged to weddings.
September, October, Bill, every weekend, Bill's going to be somewhere else with his girlfriend.
Like, her friends are coming over. And
she
like,
catches the bouquet and, like, eight of them. Ah, Bill, I got the bouquet again. He's like, yeah, good. Like,
for the 10th time, I'll take beef.
Put you down. You sure you don't want that fish option, Bill? I don't want the fish option.
Yeah, where did he take her? He took her to, like, Croatia, right? Didn't he take her to Croatia?
I thought you were going to say it's summer school. So, I think Croatia.
Yeah, he took her somewhere.
Dropped her off for classes last week.
But, like, yeah, right. He's like, when do you go back to school? He's like me with my kid. Like, when do you go back to school?
What day is it?
When are you back? Is it Labor Day? Yeah, my God. Go back to school.
Labor Day.
But he, like, took her, and, like, I'm sure she's like, let's go bike riding.
Yeah, my
let's
God.
Do that. Like, all this activity.
Probably,
that, like,
oh, yeah, because she's a cheerleader, right? So she's probably into, like, CrossFit or something.
A 70-year-old man doesn't want to do that.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think.
No.
I don't want. I'm 40. I don't want to do that.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I have no interest in that. I want to sit around and sit on my couch.
But, Jones, you could be with a 22-year-old.
Oh, yeah. That'd be probably great for, like, a week. And then, you know, for her.
I get it, dude. I really get it.
No, for her.
Yeah, no, I got it.
And so, but it would just be, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's like an extra job. And so now he's got like six jobs.
So he's like, give me the Let's Go podcast.
Yeah, he's like, God, I want to coach football again.
Give me Underdog.
Oh, so sick of hearing about her Etsy projects.
How much you make this week? Oh, 17, 13? Good.
Bought her a cricket for Christmas.
So, Billy, you don't want to hear from these guys, right? You don't want to hear any more from Bill and Brady. I got bad news for you. You're going to.
No,
you
they're going to be everywhere. I have no interest in what they have to say, unless it's something about the Patriots, which, again, I don't think they're going to say anything that's earth-shattering anyway. I can keep my Brady and Belichick to the field. Once it was all said and done, I've moved on with my life.
And you respect it. You're like, I don't. I don't respect them. I respect.
Oh my God,
I love what they did, but I don't. But the I don't need to hear from you.
Right, the 20 years that they gave is 20 years that, as a fan, I'm never going to see again. I appreciate that. I respect that. It was amazing. But let's just walk away.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Billy. I'm with Billy, and like, I also think what happened, and maybe time will change things, because right when their careers ended. I guess Brady an extra year, but when Belichick's year ended, we had the 10-part documentary series, we had the roast, we had the big event at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
So we heard from all these guys, and it's gotten to the point where I've heard Bill, Brady, and Robert Kraft say the same stories
over and over publicly
a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So like, I think I got kind of burnt out on that. So this could be different, and I think Tom Brady calling a game, or you know, being the lead color analyst on a game, a little bit different, right? It's not Bill, you know, and Scratchy talking about X's and O's, or like, who knows? We don't know how critical Bill's going to be yet, and like, we'll see how all that goes. But if Brady's doing the best game of the week on Fox, like, yeah, I'm obviously going to watch and see what he says. Maybe he'll be good. I don't know. Like, maybe he'll be okay.
You don't know?
So my initial thought was he was going to be bad, but
Sergio Dip.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be bad, but it's also Tom Brady. Like, if he really commits to something, like, Man, how bad can it be?
Having the time of his life.
That guy, they put on ice. We never saw that guy again. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember watching that game, being blown away by the performance, and being like, "When are we going to get this guy again?" And they put him. They just got rid of him.
Yeah,
he had one hit, done for the game. I watched the whole Broncos. It was like the 10-15 Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Beth Mowins and Rex Ryan on the call. Yeah. Rex Ryan, sneaky, worse than Sergio Dipp.
You watch him now on the screen.
That's us. TV. That's how it works. And I'm like, that guy was electric.
Just imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that you get, that's all you get for a chance.
Like that one
that's
second
it.
Monday Night Football
Maybe
game.
Maybe he knew it. Maybe they told him. And they're like, hey, Sergio, don't, this is your chance.
You're like, well, I'm supposed to come on at the end of the first quarter. You guys ready? They're like, yeah, go ahead. Shut his mic off. He's just doing it to nobody. That was good. Sergio, that was great.
And here he is having the time of his life.
You guys need me at halftime? Yeah, sure. Just do it down there. Do it down there. There's no camera guy down here. We're fine, Sergio. Right. Don't worry about it.
It's a long lens.
Never saw the guy again. No, he was gone. But do you think Brady's going to be bad? Or do you think he's going to be like, I think he's going to be like fine.
You tell me this. And look, it is Tom Brady. I get it. He could be excellent. He's been excellent at most things he's attempted to do. You know, not investing so much.
No, God, no.
At least in crypto. Probably in real estate, he's invested quite well.
Yeah. Did he sell that house here yet?
Yeah. Well, it's on the market.
Is it sold? I think so.
It's just empty?
Could we do a show there?
Remote from Brady's house?
Open house. We come in with like our Comrex. We just sit down.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
All right. That's neither here nor there.
Not that house, Tom.
Jones and Keith live from Brady's old house. That'd be a good show.
That'd be a great show.
The echoes would be way too loud.
It'd be intense. We'd have to soundproof it. We'd have to get the soundproofers in there.
Get like a roaring fireplace going.
Oh, you want to do a fireside chat?
Why? They must have fireplaces in a lot of rooms.
I bet they have a ton of fireplaces.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Santa's super confused. Where the hell do you want me to go?
How do I get into this place? So, Brady could be great. Isn't it? It feels very damning that they're having him do like mock games, but they won't put them on the air.
Yeah, I want to hear some of these.
He's been doing mock games all preseason, but they're not airing it.
Did he do
it?
Yeah.
That feels red flaggy. That feels like we don't trust you enough to put you on the air. Maybe he's calling for it. Maybe he's like, I need some reps before I go out there and do it.
Well, he's never done it, and he's getting like $30 million to do it. So you might want to give him a couple of dry runs.
Okay, but he had a whole year, Keefe, off. And now he also is doing mock games for the preseason.
So
like,
what
have you been doing for the last year?
No, that's true. My original take was he was just never going to do it. And he
make him defend every blade of grass. That's what he said.
What? No, so I never thought he was going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And he signs this huge deal, and I'm like, it's still not going to happen. Then when he took the year off, I'm like, I think I'm going to be right. And then, no, it does sound like he's going to do games this year. But, yeah, I think he'll be all right. But that's very different than getting Bill on every show possible, like trying to break it down.
Yeah, so look, largely, I want to hear Brady on these games. I think that'll be worth reacting to and talking about. I think people are interested in that. But that's how he is as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Not like the really content of what he's saying. And so I'm with you on Patriots news. If Bill or Brady are discussing Drake May or like Jerod Mayo and the job he's doing, then I'll be interested in that.
Yeah, for sure.
If they want to drop bombs about their Patriots days, like give us the real story on Malcolm Butler, you want to do that, I'm all ears.
I am too. I would say no chance.
No,
it's been so long.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. Oh, but if that happens,
that level of commentary would interest me, but largely I'm not overly interested in what they have to say outside of Brady on these games, which I am interested in.